A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to my podcast. My name is Lorena and this is The Pooch. Welcome to episode 28. It's been a hot minute since I've sat down to record an episode. Actually, I had a look. The last episode I released was in the beginning of December, which is a very, very long time ago. And I have all my reasons. One thing you will notice is that I am not puffed out anymore, which means, yay, I've had my gorgeous baby. He is a dream. He's 2 weeks old. I am in the thick of postpartumness. My brain is fried. It's not working. So I have contemplated whether or not to even sit down and record an episode. And I just thought, you know what, this is probably the best time to sit down and do this, because yes, it's not new mum life. It's second time round, but I feel like all the things are coming back to me now. And some of them a bit more amplified than before, because I feel like I've been here before, but I kind of know what to expect. And I don't know, it's a little bit odd. It's a little bit crazy for me. But yes, I just wanted to share, first of all, that my gorgeous baby is here. I didn't know what I was having. I've had a boy. He is just adorable. You know, anyone who's had more than one kid will know the answer to this, but I was absolutely racking my brain during my pregnancy trying to work out how the hell am I going to be able to love anything anywhere near as much as I love my crazy toddler daughter. And somehow I just had an instant doubling of heart space the moment he came out of me. So I'm just, yeah, I can't even explain how insanely in love I am. But yeah, like I said, I'm 2 weeks postpartum. So there's a lot going on for me now. And I thought I would just start this little chapter of I guess podcast episodes, in the weeks. You might hear him in the background. I've got him sleeping, but you know, 2 weeks, it's kind of hard to predict. So I'm trying my best to record this without you hearing a newborn screaming in the background. And I think we'll be all right. He's a very good baby, I have to say. I'm comparing to my first. They say the second one's a lot easier. And in my experience so far, he has been. But I've learnt very quickly with my first, never, ever, ever to count. What's the saying? Count my chickens, count my eggs, whatever the saying is. Because things can change so quickly. But so far, I will say that he's a dream. He sleeps, he feeds, he shits, and then he's back to sleeping. And I never experienced that with my first. She barely slept. I don't know how she functioned as a newborn. But yeah, I thought I'd just start this kind of cluster of episodes with a bit of a life update, and also just a bit of a kind of update about the last few months of my pregnancy, because that's kind of the reason why I haven't been around much in the pooch land. So the last few months of my pregnancy were a little bit hectic for me. I had, this doesn't sound very extreme now in hindsight, but at the time it was awful. I had the most insane sciatica I've ever experienced, and it was so constant. It was literally like the last 5 weeks of my pregnancy. He came late. I was hoping for a VBAC. I'll probably do a birth story another time. I was hoping for a vaginal birth post my first cesarean, but that unfortunately did not happen. I almost ruptured my uterus. I'll give another episode in more detail, but here we are. So I had insane sciatica for 5 weeks. I literally couldn't walk. My cousin put me onto a TENS machine, which helped me at least be able to function. Like, you know, if I needed to go down to the shops and pick something up, or, you know, be able to, manage life with a toddler at least, which is really hard when you're pregnant, but triply as hard with insane nerve pain. So the TENS machine helped big time. But yeah, still, it was just unbearable. I couldn't sleep. Like, there were nights where, I don't even know if you meant to do this, but there were nights where I slept with the TENS machine on just to be able to get shut eye and roll over in bed even. And then, you know, even though, pregnancy post cesarean, you know, or they kept telling me at the hospital that they didn't want it to go beyond, you know, the 40 weeks, he was still, more than a week late. So yeah, they're fun times. Like I said, I'll share my birth story in another episode. But one thing I'm going to say now, and I'll repeat in that episode, is that even though I am 2 weeks post cesarean, something insane has happened to me. I don't know. I'm not sure, but I don't feel like I don't feel like I've had surgery. And first time round, I couldn't move. I could not move for weeks and weeks and weeks. And now I feel like I could literally wrestle someone just for fun, for shits and giggles. So that here we are. Anyway, what else was I going to share? I am currently in the midst of kind of big struggles toddler-wise with sleep. I am not good at routines and, you know, sleep training and all that stuff. And kind of towards the end of my pregnancy, I don't know, like I was, for a long time, I was trying really, really hard to commit to, like, you know, being really rigid around her sleeping in her bed, because I knew what life was going to be like when the baby came around. And then towards the end, I was in so much pain and so fucking tired that I was like, sleep in my bed, just sleep in my bed. That way we can all get some rest. And so now I'm, it's biting me in the ass a little bit because it's a little bit tricky to get her to sleep. So I am tired, really tired, but it's not the newborn that's making me tired. It's actually my gorgeous daughter. Just because she's still, you know, she's 3 now and still cannot sleep. So, but, you know, I'm making it work. And I think, you know, full disclosure, I cry on a daily basis. That's no lie. And mostly it's because I'm exhausted and, you know, I have to get up during the night with a newborn. That's a given. But to add to that, I've got a toddler who won't sleep and doesn't want to sleep and, really struggles. She's now at a stage where she's getting nightmares and, you know, being scared at night. We live in an apartment, so, you know, it's not like I can control the noise around us either. So it's hard. But yeah.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So one of the things that I think I've really been suffering with and has made me question whether or not I should even start recording episodes again, and then I decided, you know what, this is exactly why I should be here recording on the pooch, is that I'm probably at my lowest in terms of self-esteem, my image right now, that I've been in a very long time. And I'm in two minds about saying it out loud, because I know, and I talk about this all the time at home with my family, with my, you know, my sister and I talk about it a lot, in terms of particularly being a mum of a girl who's going to grow up in this world and body image and all that shit. But I feel like if I don't say it out loud, I'm also doing a disservice to people who are dealing with the postpartum body that, you know, we've all gone through first time round. And the whole purpose, again, of my podcast is for people to not feel alone and not feel like, you know, why is it that I'm going through this experience, but I jump online and I see all these perfect people, you know, bouncing back and having these lives and not having the struggles that I'm seeming to have. And in the same way, I kind of think, I don't want to be sitting here going, the way my body is now doesn't affect me, because the reality is that that would be me lying to you. I'm really struggling. I feel like every day I'm getting a bit better, but I post-surgery, super swollen. My face looks completely different. I feel like I look exhausted, but not only that, like just, you know, the weight, I don't know if this makes sense, but you go from being cute and pregnant to suddenly just that minus the tummy, minus the baby. And it's, you know, I just don't feel good in myself. I just don't feel great. So I feel like, I guess, a bit of a phony, you know, recording on the pooch. But again, I just feel like maybe that is exactly what I need to be doing. Just sharing the fact that right here, right now, 2 weeks postpartum, not that it consumes heaps of my energy, because obviously I'm really, really busy. But the reality is that I look in the mirror, or, you know, I think about going somewhere, none of my clothes fit me now. Nothing fits me. I am no longer wearing too much maternity stuff. A lot of my maternity stuff I can't even wear if I want it to, because I have a huge cesarean scar that a lot of my jeans stop there, with then the big elastic over the tummy, and that's exactly where, you know, my scar is. So, and I'm still very much in healing mode. I have to wear breastfeeding friendly clothes, so I can't chuck on, you know, dresses. Anyway, it's stupid, this conversation, but the point is that I just feel gross. I feel like nothing fits me. You know, just walking around in leggings and a t-shirt all day, like, you know, I don't know if this makes sense, but kind of, I'm not someone that's loved pregnancy, that feels this glow and feels like, oh wow, I look beautiful during pregnancy. I've not experienced that in my two pregnancies. So then there's a part of me that kind of is busting, you know, image wise and comfort wise. Once I get towards the end, I'm like, any day now, you know, I will have given birth to my beautiful baby, and then I can start to feel like myself again. And so now I'm at the point where I feel a bit impatient, where I'm like, 2 weeks and I want to chuck on nice clothes and I want to look in the mirror and not feel like I'm literally stepping into the bathroom in the hospital and seeing myself for the first time. Because that's how I feel, like really just disheveled. I feel dirty. I feel sweaty all the time. This is probably too much information. But it just feels like I don't feel great. And you know, you can, anyone will tell you like, oh, but you're looking really good considering you've just had a child. And I, like, that's all lovely. But at the end of the day, I just, I'm busting to feel like my old self. I'm also on hold with a lot of things because I've just had a cesarean, which I wasn't hoping for. I wasn't wanting to have. So I can't be doing exercise. I need clearance. I can't drive anywhere. I'm getting a little bit frustrated. I think I feel like I'm a little bit like itching to get out. And because I was so limited for multiple weeks, you know, in terms of going out and spending time doing the things that I love, I'm not a homebody at all. My son is very young, so I also have to be really careful not to leave, like, you know, leaving the house. You know, he's not immunized for anything. He's very fresh out of the womb. So I've got to be super careful. But I just feel like I'm now kind of itching to be back in my old body and doing a lot of the things that I was doing before with two kids and not one. And so I feel like because I'm in that limbo, I'm just not feeling myself at the moment. So it's a bit shitty. But I'm hoping that jumping on here and sharing a bit of how I'm feeling and, you know, progressively over the weeks, that'll start to change for me. But yeah, it's been a bit of a struggle, and I just think maybe it's best for me to talk about it while it's raw, rather than, you know, talk about it all in hindsight. So I think this time, you know, when I started this podcast, I was well into first mum life. Now I am freshly postpartum, and I feel like maybe this is going to be an interesting journey for me to share and for us to share, because for anyone who's also in the same, you know, in the same stage as I am right now, we can talk through it together and deal with it while it's raw and not talk about it later, you know. I may cry during episodes. I'm crying non-fucking stop. So here we are. The other thing I guess that's I'm struggling with a lot at the moment, and this feels like a counseling session. It's great, actually, is just the shift with my daughter and her not being my only child anymore, and all the things that I kind of feel really, really insanely guilty about. It's an indescribable guilt that I'm feeling right now, which is also putting me to tears on a daily basis. Like, my patience is zero because I'm tired. I want to be able to control as much as I can. For example, newborn is asleep, toddler's having a tantrum. I want her to be quiet. So I'm impatient when I'm dealing with those situations. I'm not dealing with them the way that I know I believe is the right way to deal with them. But the biggest thing that I'm really struggling with is that I feel like I don't have the same time. You know, we were so inseparable before, and I don't have the same time now that I did in the past. It's, you know, I think it's a temporary feeling. I think it's something that may change and we may adjust and kind of get back into our groove. But, you know, from the day that I had my son, I didn't expect to have a cesarean, so I didn't expect to have to stay in hospital, and I did for 4 days. And I think she kind of got a bit cold with me, and I'm not, you know, and kind of ever since then, like, she used to prefer me and now she doesn't. She'll go to her dad, or she'll, you know, she'll choose other people other than me. And believe me when I say this, it's not me feeling sorry for myself. I don't, and I've said this before, you know, I'm not her mum. I'm not a mum to fulfill me. But I, because there's a shift in, I guess, this interaction that we have, which, like I said, I'm thinking it might be temporary while we adjust to having another, you know, baby in the house. But it just, I'm really struggling with it, mostly because I feel like it's a reflection on how she feels about how I am towards her. So, you know, she's colder with me or preferring others over me, and not, it makes me really sad and feel really shitty, but not for me. It's not because I'm like, oh, you know, I want to be her favorite. It's not that. It's that I know what's kind of led her to, or I feel like I know what's led her to not be the same with me as she normally is. So I'm having like crazy amounts of guilt towards her. And I feel like I am just making so many mistakes at the moment, like, you know, parenting mistakes. I'm no expert in parenting. And if you've not been with me throughout the whole, you know, Pooch podcast, I say many times, you know, this is not a parenting podcast. I'm not an expert. I'll never claim to be. I just do things the way that I think makes sense. And there are just things that I feel like lately, because I'm tired, because I'm impatient, I've just not been dealing with, you know, the best way possible. So I will cry in bed because I feel like shit about how I dealt with a situation. And so, yeah, like I feel maybe a little bit hormonal. What am I saying? I'm insanely fucking hormonal. But I think that adds to all the other shitty feelings that I'm feeling about my body, about my parenting towards my daughter. It's just an endless amount of things. But in all of this, I have to say, I feel like second time round, I have so much more self-awareness. I'll probably rebut that in a few episodes time. I just feel like I have a lot more self-awareness in terms of how I'm going mentally, because first time round, I was so lost, so tired without expecting to be. Now I'm tired knowing that I would be. But first time around, I was so fucking lost and just clueless as to what mum life would feel like that I don't think I noticed when my mental state was suffering. I don't think I noticed the impact that being tired had on me, my relationship. Now I'm super aware of it and I'm super, I guess, conscious of it. And so I think this time round, as much as I feel the guilt and feel the shittiness about my body and all that stuff, I'm conscious of it and I know that, I think there's more I can do about the feelings that I'm having. This is a hot mess of an episode, and baby brain is on fire at the moment. Clearly, 2 weeks postpartum, I'm not even going to apologize for having baby brain because I'm pretty sure it's kind of still overlapping from 3 years ago when I had my daughter. So there's a lot of baby brain happening around here. But anyway, I just wanted to make a quick episode to say I'm back. I'm excited to be back. I wanted to share my news about my gorgeous son. And here we are. I'm hoping to be able to... He's been a saint. I told you, he's a little angel. My daughter is sleeping over my parents right now, so I have a bit of quiet. And my biggest goal for this year, as a new mum of two, is to be as organized as I can be, without giving myself shit when I don't meet standard, because it's hard to predict and prepare with babies, let alone toddlers. But I'm hoping that I can have a regular schedule for the pooch and get things on track, and continue this fun thing that we've got going on. So as usual, I'm here to remind you to trust your gut, be kind to your pooch. I'm very excited to be back. I love you all, the few of you that are listening to me. And I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll be back with an episode very, very soon. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.